So let's take that and move that into our meditation, where we're going to invite Spirit to come closer to us. And so I invite you to close your eyes, and you may even wish to place your hand on your heart. And with that invitation, let us ask Spirit, the Creator, our higher self, to come closer. Dear Spirit, come closer, come closer, come closer. Let me feel the love that you have. Let me feel it in my everyday life. Let me express the beauty and grace and wisdom of Spirit in my daily actions. Let this be a 24/7 meld with my higher self. Please, Spirit, send reminders to me every day of how I know we are deeply connected always. And be very clear on what that sign is for me personally, so that I can continue this dialogue every time I see that sign. I can be reminded that I'm loved beyond measure. And so you may gently relax your hands onto your lap. And in this bubble of love that we are feeling, this connection to Spirit, we now invite the message of Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Difficult it is for me to express to you what it is to love a human being from the other side of the veil. We don't see you in your skin, dear ones. We've said before, we see your complete, magnificent soul. We see all of your lives. We see the purpose, we see the purposes that you have come for, what you're going through, your requests, your struggles. And much of this that we see is due to something that you have created called the veil. Now, here is a channeling that we have given many times before, but not to this group and not this way. There are some who have said if there were no veil, we'd be so much better off. We would see things and we'd understand our divinity. And I say to you, if there were no veil, there would be no test. The test is not of you, dear one, or your soul, dear one. The test is of energy on the planet. It's a planetary test. That's why you come in with free will and duality. You get to see all the dark things and all of the light things and make choices of your own. Now, since you're watching this particular program or listening to it, you're probably very aware there is a struggle on the planet. There always is. We talk about the balance of light and dark and how this balance has changed, especially through the last years. That light is starting to come forward in a way, just very, very slowly, that you start seeing things you never saw before, and society itself is starting to be a little better at the integrity issue. Society itself is starting to wake up to grander truths. And that is something you're seeing universal in your country and around the world, not just for light workers. And that ought to tell you something. But all of this seems to be postured by the veil. I want to talk about the veil, and I want to give you some information about it. This separation between you in your human form and that which is the magnificence of God is not a veil that was created by the Creator. You created it. You created this particular separation as an item that you would experience when you came to the planet. And in that, I tell you, since it's your veil that separates you from that which is divine, you're in charge of it. So this veil that you talk about is not something that was built and created by the workers on the other side of the veil to keep you from seeing the truth. This is something that you created on this planet, even before you got here, to keep you from seeing things that would then not be fair for duality. But what is happening in this, I want to tell you, is that this veil, not only is it moving, but it's becoming more transparent. And that is also your doing. Now, because it's your doing, you might ask the question, well, if we're in charge of where the veil is collectively, will there ever be a time when it's gone? Oh. Let me take you in your imagination to another planet, and we'll call that another Earth. Let me take you there for a moment. And let's say that other Earth has had the same issues you've had, and now you realize I'm taking you into the past. A faraway place in this very galaxy where there's another place where souls are struggling and went through this and had these kinds of things and even did worse kinds of things than your societies have ever done, where they actually participated in genocide and came from a very dark place. And then they had a shift. And through the years, their veil started to diminish. And through the years, many of them, they realized their divinity. They were just like you. Their tests were much like yours. They had duality, they had light, they had dark. Their planet was different than yours, but they had the same attributes. And then one day, the veil disappeared. All of their doing, and they had worked hard for it. And it was a day of celebration. And in that time, they saw the majesty of God and the love for them, and they became an ascended planet. That is what can happen. Some of them come here, dear ones, and when they do, you don't see another humanoid, you see an angel. Having no idea, you say, well, here's this beautiful creature from heaven, and here it comes to give us advice, and what if it wasn't at all? What if it was an ascended being from a planet who had gone through what you're going through, coming here to love you and give you advice and help you out? Almost the entire world believes in angels. They seem to come to you in every culture. They seem to be historic and they seem to be legendary. What if they had come from some other place? Dear ones, there's something else to tell you. If you want to know where souls come from, for instance, right now you've got all of these souls on the planet and they keep increasing. Where do they come from? What did they do before they got to Earth? And I will tell you, Some of them have come from these other places to do it all again. But when it's that kind of a soul, they come in knowing what is possible. And in that, it's in their DNA, it's in their psyche. They're positive about the future, and they've been through it before. And they're the ones who will start to be the old souls quickest because they've seen it. They're light workers. And maybe some of them are you. The veil moves, and it has moved. It's moved closer to you. And that means it's thinner. As that love of spirit comes closer to you, and that veil comes closer to you, you see beyond it easier. You start to see it for what it is, a man-made, human-made separation between that which is human and that which is the creative source. Every circle of 12, we cross the bridge. That bridge, dear ones, that mist, dear ones, is the veil. So I've identified it for you. And when you cross it yet today, I want you to remember that. You cross into a place that's perfect. A place called your soul. A place that's legendary, with past lives from all over this galaxy, not just here on Earth. The many yous, dear ones, are there, and we have spoken of these things before. So truly, in the Circle of 12, we are teaching you to move across the veil, to be comfortable with what you see, to take back helpers, to integrate them into your lives. And in that, you are being prepared for what is going to happen on this earth someday, when that's going to be common sense to almost every human. They'll start understanding that there is a goal, and perhaps it's an integrity goal or a compassion goal or a love goal. But these are the goals that start to replace some of the other things that they thought created a good life. And there will be the understanding that the more that you can take from the other side of the veil and apply it to yourself, the more grand you become, the longer you live, and the easier it'll be for the healing you desire. So the channel is about the veil. But really, it's about your relationship to the creative source. How close do you want to be? Are there some of you who would like to take the veil and paste it upon you to such a degree that you don't feel a separation? There are those who do that. And that's called mastery. And then there really truly is no veil for them, and they don't disappear in a flash or go into the skies or the heavens, they just become a human being that you'd like to be with. Loving, compassionate, a new super soul, perhaps you might say, one who leads the way and truly understands the love of spirit, the love of God. For all that it is, without the doctrines or the rules that you're used to, one who would stand in front of you and invite you to come and just be with them, where they'll listen to you as you pour out perhaps your troubles, and they will love you all the time that you're talking. These are the kinds of people that you're going to meet and are going to be part of your society. It's guaranteed, because, dear ones, this has happened before. This is not the first time I have seen this. This is why I'm on Earth. This is why I came in 1989. When we could see this planet moving in a direction, and we celebrated it because we saw the potentials of what was to come. Blessed are those on this planet now, especially those who understand that they have such control over their own lives, their own divinity, their own joy factor. May they infiltrate the darkness in a way that the darkness will disappear and there'll be a quickening of love on the planet. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.